This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
It's time for The Red Zone here, your football fix every day at 9:20 on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. And you want to feel old?
Yeah, I do.
A Firehouse family who just came by and said what's up. This was before your time.
Mm-hmm.
The number one kid video of all time, I think, came from this family as he was watching with his baby girl in the car. And here she is coming back as a senior in college.
Man, it never ceases to amaze how
depressing.
First of all, how cool it is to have like people who listen that long, but also to realize how old you are.
Yeah,
and that's the worst.
Oh, he got really mad while you were out a couple weeks ago. I don't remember how it came up.
Choppy.
We managed to point out. We're like, oh, Chop, did you realize you're like 4.5 years away from living in the decade where you turn 60? And he got very upset by that.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
Pointed out.
And I think the last name is Saldivar. I've never actually used the first name.
Her name is Avery. I think her name
is Avery. Yeah. But the Saldivar is because he just retired from another firehouse.
Came here.
Yeah.
And now he's at the number two in command or something in the entire city. So that's really, really cool.
Yeah, his last day at his other firehouse was on the day we were in Anna for the last firehouse stop. And so we chatted him out that day.
Way too good looking of a family. That's the type of family you get jealous. Yeah. You're like, oh, you guys.
I mean, he's in great shape. He's older than me. I mean, he looks like an Adonis.
No cracking. Yeah.
No cracking.
So thanks to them for coming out and all the rest of the Tolos. This could be the record-setting appearance here in Mansfield. As we are out still at Firehouse number 3, 3100 East Broad, we will crosstalk with a KNC Masterpiece coming up at 9:40. Over to the Red Zone. Your media watching for Jackson Dart. You're taking up for the New York Giants quarterback here, RJ Choppy.
Yes, I am. Okay, because Jackson Dart, there was a video that was posted suggesting that he shaded Shador Sanders here. So
Shador.
So take a listen. Tell me if you think this is Shador shade or an innocent comment.
Yeah, you better be prepared going into a Dable meeting because it's intense. And, you know, he definitely wants to get the most out of you. I would say if you're not prepared, don't step into the meeting because you're going to get grilled. But, you know, I felt like I was really prepared for it and I was ready for it. So they threw all that they could at me and I was able to handle it the best way that I could. And, you know, I think that just shows, you know, how intentional and how dedicated that coaching staff is to this process and finding the right guy.
All right.
Absolutely not. Whoever created that headline and said that is desperate for content.
And, yeah, I mean, like, look, yes, Dayball, apparently they send you an install or something, and there's purposely a mistake in there, and they want you to catch the mistake.
Well, I'll play the audio of it. First off, do you agree there's no Shador shade in that?
No, nothing.
Who created that headline? I'd like to call them out.
It was some social media, a bunch of different people on social media.
Okay.
Bro Bible aggregated.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
So this came out. When I was out, hard to keep track of the weeks, but I asked if you guys played it. I love this type of stuff because this makes you feel like more of a football fan, even though I'm not understanding 90% of it. But you want to go inside with the access, and it really kind of lets you know that what John Gruden does with the prep quarterback sit-downs is accurate. This was Jackson Dart blowing away the Giants. You want your pure football injection into your veins. This was Jackson Dart impressing Dayball and the Giants before they picked him.
All right, so first thing, obviously, is the cadence. That's how we start the whole thing, right?
Yep.
So you get in the huddle, you're called to play. Before you can start on your cadence, the number one thing you got to do is make sure what?
Everybody's set.
Everybody's set, everybody's in the right spot. You control that, all right? That's the job of quarterback.
Y20,
good.
Okay, stand up on that board. Write down the four suffixes for motions that we talked about. Now, go ahead and teach those to me in a matter of like a minute.
Here, move on to pass protection now, all right? You know, before we get into it, this is the most important thing you have to know going from college to the pros. There's gonna be more of them, and you have to know how to protect yourself.
Kind of draw a blitz. Let's all assume that the four down linemen are blitzing or rushing, okay?
Yeah.
Draw a blitz from the remaining seven guys that we could not pick up in this protection.
57 pro, who's the mic?
The mic is 41.
Good, who's the Will?
51.
Do you have any issues to the strong side here with the protection?
No.
If you did, if he was coming down and getting on the line of scrimmage, you would say what?
Over.
Great.
Good job, buddy.
Tell me what this tight end's doing that you don't like.
He should be pushing for leverage.
Yeah.
Excellent.
If I said gun diesel right, 56, F my canner, who's running the shallow?
Nah.
Who's running the curl?
The X.
Running the post?
The Z.
Who's running the middle? The Y.
Good.
I love that stuff. I don't understand it, but I love it. It makes me feel like more of a football fan.
This is why, and it's really good. It makes it like you hear teams talk about how these sort of interviews, particularly with quarterbacks in Indianapolis, will make the difference a lot of times in their final grades or how they want to address things. Because you can watch them on tape. You don't know their processing ability or some of the things that a lot of times they're not asked to do things responsibility-wise at the college level that they're capable of or that they may not be capable of. And you don't know that until you get a chance to sit down with them. That was the biggest question about Patrick Mahomes when he was coming out. People saw the talent, and they were just like, but the offense that he plays, and we don't know what kind of a processor he is, what he's going to be asked to do. And he blew away the Chiefs in his meeting. Andy Reid was like, yep, we can work with this. Similarly, I think that's a good example right there why there were so many teams that wanted to punish Shedeur Sanders.
What I loved about the one thing that stood out to me there, where he said, assume the four down linemen are rushing, name me the seven places we can't cover a blitz on, right? And it's not so much knowing what you want to do, it's knowing what you can't do. You want to know where your liabilities are.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So in golf, you get to the tee box, a professional golfer, the first thing they do is they want to know where they want to hit it, but the number two thing is they want to know where they can't hit it.
Yeah.
You want to know where your miss can be. There's some holes you can't go left. You've got, you know, so that's like your liabilities are just as important as knowing exactly what you want to do.
Did y'all talk about the dart testing?
The SM? Yeah. No, we did not.
Was that the CJ test or who was
the
that attached
S2
to?
Cognition test. Yeah, that was attached to CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud was basically what had leaked out was that his score on the S2 cognition test, which is about, I had asked somebody actually around the league about this in an analytics department. It was an AFC analytics employee, and I'd asked them, like, hey, what's the S2 cognition? Like, what is, do you think that's as reliable? Like, should that have been held against CJ Stroud the way it was? He said that his problem with the S2 is that it will prioritize speed over accuracy. So, like, he's like, there's a little bit of a flaw in it that, like, you will get graded higher for getting a wrong answer wrong faster than, like, thinking about one and then potentially getting it right. So he thinks there's some flaws there. But C.J. Stroud was a guy who didn't score very well on it. And given the history of that S2 cognition test, which a lot of teams really believe in, there had never really been a successful quarterback score as low as him.
The other one that with Dart is the SPS star predictor score. That scares the hell out of me because he's the only quarterback ever to get 100 on it. And these are the other quarterbacks that have been on this.
And what the hell is this thing?
Yeah, what is the star predictor score?
Sounds like it's a deodorant.
I honestly don't know. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But the other ones on here that got the highest, Lamar, Hurts, Ben, Mahomes, Deshaun, Cam, Kyler, Allen, Drew Brees.
Whew.
Those were the top 10. And he had the highest of the bunch. All those guys turned out to be great players. So it's a little scary. I don't know what that is, though.
Well, yeah, let me see. This is the star predictor score for quarterbacks utilizes 15 distinct metrics from various sources to come together. Oh, so this is proprietary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're not going to tell me what this is exactly. And
guess what? It can never be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. You can fall back on it.
All right, let's tap the keg a little bit early since it's a Friday, and Bobby Belt is so happy that Nick Saban, he's not getting his presidential control yet.
Right, because the college sports commission that the president wants has been halted. It has been halted amid ongoing legislation talks, so they are not going to go forward with this college sports commission as of yet. This is according to Yahoo Sports' Ross Dellinger. There's no clear timeline for the plans and how long they'll be halted, but it appears to be a product of those negotiations over the ongoing college sports legislation. So, look, it's good and bad. I don't want the government involved. They always screw things up, right? I don't want any part of that. But, like, I think part of the problem with college football, college athletics, is that you have people who are they're trying to NFL this whole thing up, you know? Like, they're not letting it be college.
Yeah.
There needs to be an element of the collegiate experience, like the 4 years. You know, like, you got to have some kind of – you can't have the Wild West.
You can't, but, like, again, this is kind of their bed, and they got to lie in it.
They
now.
Do.
Like, they created this. I don't think they should be able to just double back and be like, well, now we want to say in it, now that it's been – we tried to dig in and, like, absolutely refuse to play ball – because we just thought our power, we could exert it over you guys, and that'd be fine. I love this. This is so poetic for Nick Saban. Just, like, publicly, like, throwing yourself out there and you know, taking your shot, shooting your shot, and then ultimately you get nothing in return. You get told, all right, and it's like, well, never mind, we're not going to do that. It's so poetic. It's fitting for, like, the last 2 years of his time at Alabama where he thought he could just run S, and then he was reminded that, no, this is a different era now, and your ability to – just beat people over the head with your Alabama power. It doesn't exist anymore in this this free market of NIL.
No, it does not. University of Texas is the number one ranked defense for the upcoming college football season, Bobby Belt. So this is Bill Connolly. You know, you're familiar with Bill Connolly, mm-hmm. right? So he's got a metric called SP Plus. It basically is a lot of different things, but the nuts and bolts of it is it kind of measures your returning production, right? Yeah. Your returning production. And when it comes to defense, Texas is number one. So they expect them to be an absolute nails defense. He's been nails with this since 2022. Like, basically all the top 10, 15 teams that he has in his metric basically turn out to be top 10 or 15 teams. The one downside for Texas, they are second to last in special teams in the entire country.
Nah.
Only Arizona State is worse. But overall, defense, offense, special teams combined, they are sixth, so firmly in the playoff. Other locals, A&M 15, Oklahoma 16, SMU 20, Tech 26, TCU 29, Baylor 35. That's a lot in the top 35.
Maybe I'd be worried about the special teams if like Jason Garrett was coaching the Texas Longhorns and we had to worry about all three phases. But we don't. We score points. We put points on
you
the
got
board.
Arch.
Where's the quarterback rank?
We destroy people. That's what we do. And, yeah, I'm stunned, actually, if it's returning starters. Texas lost a lot of talent off defense to the draft this year. But they are returning Anthony Hill, Denton Ryan product, Colin Simmons from Duncanville. Both those guys are going to be super studs.
Well, I'll tell you where Arch is because you asked. He is not a tier one quarterback. The Longhorn situation.
Thought he was the Heisman favorite.
He is not tier one. Tier one is Clemson, LSU, Oklahoma, Penn State, and South Carolina. Tier 1B, Florida, Miami, and the University of Texas.
What even is 1B? I've never heard of that before.
Ask George Pickens. Yeah. All right, there it is. Your football fix with the Red Zone every single day at 9:20 here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. 105.3 The Fan. Let's get you set for Stars Game 2 tonight. Does Kevin Hagelin have a feeling? And was this an all-time great sports show that's going away today? Crosstalk with the fellas is next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.